We do what we want around these parts.
Nobody is the boss of us.
No. We're not even we're not even the boss
most
of us.
Of all us. Most of all us. Nobody including us. Yeah. We are the,
like, we're just free. We're in the wind.
Free
agents. You
know
what I mean? Free agents.
Equally as surprised by our behavior as everyone else. I think that's the nice part. A little surprise every day.
Is that like being possessed, I wonder? Like, is that what that's like? Wow, you just Alyssa Edwards hard as fuck into the mic.
I've been chewing on some dried mango, and I guess it was perfect.
Honestly, I usually, you guys don't realize the editing that I do is not skill based. I look for the times where we go to speak and go, and I edit that out. If I got all those sounds and then made a thing at the end, it's just us making mouth sounds, you guys would die.
Do you think we could make a song out of them?
Yeah.
Like put them in a beat machine and just like...
Like we could release something for Christmas. A lot of that.
Wait a minute. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, that's right. I'm Andy Strega.
I'm Iana Isabel.
We are queens of NC17. Yeah.
Guys, it's another week.
It's another week, and we're feeling hot off a video we just made.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we made our first TikTok video.
Yeah.
Head over to TikTok, queens of NC17.
Until it gets banned. Get on there. Either we get banned or the app gets banned.
One of them will. We are going to be posting the behind the scenes footage on TikTok and not on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you have to go check it out.
And it's bad.
It's
really unflattering. It's a lot of really embarrassing stuff. So
it's so good.
Tune in.
Yeah, tune in. So what's going on with you, babe?
I just got back from Austin early this morning. I went last week for
Austin, Michigan?
Yes, Austin, Maine.
Okay.
Very, very famous town.
Yeah.
South by Southwest was happening, which is weird in the north, right? So I'll probably describe it in a way that makes people mad and correct me. But it's a big festival that happens over the course of 2 weeks. A lot of tech companies come in. A lot of musicians come in. It's not a singular thing. So it's not a film festival, but there are films. It's not a music festival, but there is music. There are vendors. There are the number of cool people I saw.
Oh, I'm sure.
Overwhelming.
I'm sure it was
painful.
It
was a lot of very cool people.
Was it hard?
So hard. So many girls in big hats.
Like Pam Anderson hats? That's what I'm imagining.
Not,
like the big fuzzy hats?
No, more of the I make jewelry hats.
Mm.
I am an influencer in Pennsylvania hats.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. I like a hat. I like an accessory. But I think I just saw so many people that looked the same.
Yeah, that's
Most
weird.
Of the girls looked exactly the same. Very pretty.
All
of
very
them.
Pretty.
All every single one of them.
With
Didn't
hats.
See a single unattractive person the whole time
With
I was
make,
there.
I make jewelry.
Set myself in the mirror.
No.
And I met this really gorgeous woman who makes beautiful jewelry, and I tried on one of her rings because it was so pretty, and I was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, I was really vibing with it, and I purposefully did not acknowledge that there was a price. I was like, oh yeah, I'll follow you on social media. She told me she liked my hands and she wanted to use me as a hand model, and I was like, great, next. And then she gave me lotion because I was like, my hands are horrible. Yeah, I was like, they're just tattoos, don't be fooled. But she was lovely and we got along really well, and she said next time I come to visit that she would use me as a hand model.
Nice.
Maybe we should could do some kind of trade, whatever. And I looked at the ring when I got home. Bitch.
What?
$10,000.
$10,000?
I felt so guilty for having it on my dirty ass hands. Like, here 10, I am, like, 000? Being a fucking Nimrod, just, like, putting this thing on my hand, like, yeah, dude. It was like $875.
No,
I guess
that's
it was
fucking crazy.
It was made out of platinum, which I forgot was a material that even existed.
Yeah,
it's
me
like,
too. I thought only like grills were made of platinum.
Back in the day, I think one of my wedding rings was made out of platinum because it was just like a band and there was nothing else. And that, who cares? I think I sold it so I could pay my rent. But I just forgot platinum existed as a material. I'm such a gold girl. I didn't know
platinum was like top of the line materials.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, me neither.
It's platinum. It's just
like,
the most
what's the science letters and numbers for platinum?
$1 million. It's just dollar signs. It's like when you look
just $10,000.
At Google Maps for restaurants and it shows you like multiple dollar signs to indicate how expensive the restaurant is.
Okay,
it's $4 signs.
Okay, I see.
That is the platinum
that
sign.
That makes sense.
But that was really funny. I bought myself a pair of cowboy boots.
Good.
Because I figured while in Texas, I have a pair of cowboy boots that I bought in Kansas City 20 years ago that I wear all the time. And I'm always like, I also do this thing where I buy used boots online.
Same.
And then the soles fall off immediately. And then I either have to pay $70 to resole them, yeah, which negates all the savings that I've made.
Correct.
Or they just fall apart completely and then I throw them away and it's a total waste of time. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend some real money while I'm out here. I'm going to buy a nice pair of boots. And I bought a nice pair of boots. I like them very much. They're good. Like short black boots. I'll have them for another 20 years.
Yeah,
like,
good.
They're fantastic. But there was another pair I was debating between, and I forgot to check the price on those. I just forgot that everything is so expensive. Yeah. They were $1,000 pair of boots. $1,000. They just let me put them on. That's like walking into a car dealership and letting me test drive a car. That's you didn't even see how dirty my pants are.
That's wild.
Wild, dude.
$1,000.
And that wasn't even an expensive pair of boots. I mean, they're made out of incredible, like, they're hand-tooled, and they're,
I know, but Jesus understand. Christ, man.
I just was like, I just kept having these moments of like, I shouldn't, why didn't they check my ID when I came in? Like,
these boots are made for shelving.
These boots That's are made
what they do.
For rich people.
Yeah.
But I did get myself a nice pair, and I plan to have them for the rest of my life. So I went out there to celebrate my girlfriend Kevin's birthday. She and her husband Bruno moved out there in July. I was supposed to go there for my birthday this year.
Yeah.
And they moved like the week of my birthday. So it was my first time visiting them, which was lovely. They always are like excellent hosts. They're the perfect amount of like show me the town, but not making me do a bunch of stuff I don't want to do, which I love. So we had a super good time. And then on my last night there, actually, my buddy MV Young was in a no ring wrestling match at a gay bar in the middle of South by Southwest. Got to see him wrestle in Austin, which was really fun. Got to hang out with him and some of the other people on the show afterwards. Got to clear an entire dance floor at a gay bar. And
unusual and exciting.
Only unusual when I'm not with you. You and I, we this always is tried and true.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. But being without you, so having another kindred soul out there where we were just nasty face, ass dropping, like really, really making people uncomfortable.
I love it.
And then I wrapped it up and came home after 7 delayed flights. So
damn.
Yeah, it's rough out there. The weather was bad. And that's it. It's like nothing super crazy happened over the time. However, I did have Indo-fusion Mexican food.
That sounds good.
It was good as fuck, dude.
That sounds really good.
They had a tiki masala queso dip.
Fuck.
Yeah, with big old fluffy naan. Fuck, dude.
That sounds so good.
Oh, it was so good. That was my last meal before I left. I had breakfast tacos. Mm. Like, every meal I had was just absolutely phenomenal. So, the food. Oh, we went to a vegan food park or a food truck one night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got this big ass fucking buffalo chicken burrito situation.
Nice.
The food in Austin fucks. I know, like, that's what they have to be known for.
You know what I think of when I know of Austin?
What do you think?
When people say
of?
Austin, Texas, I think of Christine.
Okay.
Because she's from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Christine, Christeen.
Mm-hmm.
Look up, like, Big Shot. Like, oh, that, Big Shot's a classic. Great one. That's a good one. Or, like, I forget the name of the other one that's, like, in the butt canal.
In the butthole.
Like, the whole video is filmed in, like, a mock butthole.
It's very really, brown.
It's very good.
A lot of brown.
Christeen is lovely, and she's from Austin, I believe.
That checks
out. So I always think about how cool she is and how cool Austin must be.
We saw her,
oh my God, 2013, 2014.
Maybe even earlier, because Spectrum might have still been open.
Maybe.
Yeah. She was really amazing.
Maybe 2011, 2012.
Yeah, I think it was.
I had to at least been 21. Yeah. So I would say 2012. 12 is probably, like,
is
a
probably
solid,
it. Yeah.
And we went and saw Christeen in like an abandoned building.
It's been torn down since then.
It was so fucking wild.
It was sketchy. And there
were projections happening all over all the walls. So like the amount of stuff that was going on
during the performance,
it was very, very cool.
And one of the people we were with,
that's so funny,
fell asleep standing up.
Standing up on a fucking, like,
on a bench, on a wall. Bench,
on a wall. And do you remember, like, there was like a dog taking a shit like right on her while she was sleeping, and all of us were cracked.
Do remember that? Maybe not the best friends in that moment, but, you know, it was 2012.
Listen, she was a drinker and a sleeper.
She was a drinker and a sleeper. A public sleeper. A public sleeper.
And you guys, you're probably thinking she was like shit-faced. Nah, dude. She'd have like 2 glasses of wine and just fall asleep standing up.
I feel like she fell asleep at Eaton Park once.
Every time we went out, she fell asleep.
Wow.
And
she's okay.
And honestly, she wasn't one of our close friends or anything.
No. She was somebody's girlfriend.
Like, we protected her. Like, we made sure she
kept her safe. Yeah.
But I can't stop a projection of a dog shitting on her head.
Also, I can't stop her from falling asleep in public, and somebody has already made us liable for this human. Right. I really hope she's okay.
It was her boyfriend. Her boyfriend made us liable for it.
Yeah, because he didn't come. No. He was like, y'all got her for the next 6 hours? I need a fucking break. I need a break not making sure she doesn't fall asleep in public. Right,
yeah.
Wow.
She fell asleep everywhere. Well,
I hope she's good. How are you? What did you do?
So I have two things to talk about.
Okay.
Real quick. I want to mention that Sisters in Space has a second episode.
Hell yes.
It's on the Rendlesham Forest incident. It is so funny. The episodes will come out the 15th of every single month. So please go subscribe to Sisters in Space.
Yes.
Me and my sister Gemma talking about aliens, abductions, like just in general.
It's more of this. It's more of this, less horror.
Right.
More sisters.
A little bit more of me making fun of the other person on the podcast.
Well, I was going to say, we talk about your violent past with Gemma on this show a lot.
Right.
But now she gets to be on the show and defend herself and give her point of view, which is very funny. And I told Andy, we've heard for many years that people can't tell us apart vocally,
right?
Which I'm always like hit or miss on that. I don't know. Sometimes I think there are things that we say the same when we get hype, when we're like amping each other up.
Right.
We become one person and we just start making a series of noises that are essentially Morse code and sound the same. But overall, I think we have two very distinct voices.
Agreed.
Whatever. I don't know. Sometimes I see pictures of you and I'm like, is that me? Like, I've the line is very blurry and inconsistent. But the first time I listened to the first episode of Sisters in Space, I was like, these hoes sound the same.
That is insane.
And I've never thought this. I've known your sister almost as long as I've known you.
Right.
And I have never once thought you sound alike. Yeah. Like that your voice sounds the same. Again, maybe you use certain language that is similar because you grew up in the same household.
Right.
But you've lived apart for so long.
So long.
That I was like, nah, that's not what it. I was cracking myself up like, bitch, I can't tell who's talking.
That is so, now you know what it's like to listen to this podcast.
I know what it's like to be an honest to goodness fan and listener, but it's hilarious. You guys absolutely go subscribe. It's so funny.
They're just getting funnier. The first episode was a little rough, right? Gemma's never podcasted before.
I was pretty impressed. I'll be honest, because does she even listen to podcasts?
No, she's never listened to a podcast.
She has no frame of reference.
Yeah. So the second episode's pretty funny. Please go check that out and follow us on Sisters of Space on Instagram, in the space of the internet. And then secondly, I picked up my scooter this weekend.
Oh fuck yeah!
She's back. Iana, you also saw a kid laying next to it when you got home.
Girl,
today.
I don't know what he was doing. There was it was a group of five children. If you guys have been paying attention, I'm a little cautious of children in this neighborhood because I have a history with them abusing my child. So anytime I see more than two children walking down the street, high alert.
Yeah,
10 toes on the ground. I'm paying attention. I'm looking. Plus, they were far enough away. I was like parked one block down from your house. So I had eyes on them, but I didn't think they saw me. Other than later realizing how loud my music was and that my lights were on.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was totally blending in. And I just watched this one kid, the smallest, roundest one in the group, little roly-poly of a kid. He looked much younger than the other ones.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean he is. He's just the one in the group who looks younger, right. Which you know means he's got to work twice as hard.
Sure.
Which he was doing. And I didn't see what initiated it. I don't know if he tripped and fell or if he was pretending to run into your scooter, but I just saw him on the ground 5 inches from your scooter. And I was like, oh no, I'm gonna have to fight all these kids before Andy even gets home.
Oh my God.
He laid on the ground for a significant amount of time. The other kids were just standing in the street, hugging and looking at me and looking at him. It got very weird. They ignored the dog across the street, which makes me very sad. And we made up for. And then they moved on, and I was like, fuck, I hope they don't keep my car.
Oh my God. No, you're fine. We'll find out. But I brought it home on Saturday. Just to be clear, there's an area of Pittsburgh called the South Side,
mm-hmm.
and it's trash.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Saturday morning, there was an armed robbery at the bank in South Side, which, just to speak volumes to you, like, what the South Side's like, even at 10 a.m.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, it's bad all the time. It's shitty as fuck.
Our good friend, Toddy Tondera, got caught in a shooting where the person in front of him was being shot at, backed into his car, totaled his car, and his insurance wouldn't cover it. Fuck the South Side.
No, the South Side's the worst. So I never go to the South Side.
Yeah.
I avoid it, honestly, at all costs because it's just a nightmare.
And I'll be there on Friday.
The last time I was in the South Side, China was in my passenger seat.
Yeah.
And we were listening to music. And we were, like, loud. It was bad.
Yeah.
And, like, a gaggle of drunk girls got in my back seat.
Oh, shit. I forgot about this. We haven't talked about this in ages.
And they were like, do you have the address? And I was like, get the fuck. fuck out of my car. Like, I am not your Uber. What kind of Uber pulls up with me and China in the front blasting, like, trash garbage music?
Girl.
Like, I had to physically get out of the car and start pulling them out of the back seat one by one because they would not get out of the car. It was fucking so crazy. Absurd.
Also, you have the world's tiniest back seat.
Like, it's not a car to get into.
No. Your shit was probably back there. Like, you probably had shoes in the back seat and stuff just because you're not an Uber.
So I fucking avoid the South Side, but I've had a curse since about speaking of 2012. I would say it started around that time. And I always end up in the South Side on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no!
Bitch, and I don't mean to offend anybody here, but as an Italian, I don't celebrate, right?
That's valid.
Like,
okay.
I just don't even know when it is on a calendar. I literally don't celebrate it. It does not exist to me.
It fucked me up the whole time I was out because I kept being like, why are there all these shamrocks everywhere?
Everywhere. So I had no idea. China was going to come to my parents' house to get me, and then we were going to ride back. But then I thought, you know what? My parents don't live in a great neighborhood either. Like, sure. I don't want China getting lost. Like, I'll just meet her in the South Side, right? It's like,
what a guy.
That she knows how to get to the South Side.
Wait, is that where the scooter is?
No, so I had the scooter at my parents. So I rode down to the South Side. As soon as I hit East Carson Street,
there were thousands
of people in green. The smell of puke. And this is at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it wasn't hot.
No, the smell of barf was overwhelming.
Ew.
I got stuck behind a fucking city bus.
No.
So I'm only moving like 3 feet at a time. It was mostly women too, coming out and be like, oh my God, there's a girl on a scooter. That's so fucking weird.
God.
That's so crazy. I was honestly surprised I didn't get fucking drop kicked off my scooter. Like, everybody was just rowdy. People were asleep on the sidewalk. Like, it is
speaking of our girl.
Yeah, it is 2 p.m.
I hope she slept comfy yesterday.
Which I'm sure she did. So then I met China. I literally like went running to her with my arms open. I was like so afraid I was gonna get fucking kicked off my scooter because people were just mean as shit down there.
What was the weather like?
It was about 65, okay, so it was pretty decent. It was actually pretty good. I got my scooter home, but it was kind of funny.
God bless.
We stopped in Lawrenceville, which is like another kind of uppity area, and where people party. But the difference between Lawrenceville is like they party at night.
Yeah.
So like during the day, it's just like kind of normal.
Well, yeah, they're different neighborhoods.
We stopped there and got lunch, and we like neither one of us wanted to part ways.
Aww,
you know, like,
yeah.
But I was like, oh, I gotta feed the dogs. So luckily we both went home though, because I forgot what it's like to be on a scooter when you have to pee.
Oh fuck.
Which is bad.
Yeah, because you just got that rumble between your thighs,
the vibration. Like, yeah. I thought I was gonna actually piss myself on the scooter, and then when I came home I was able to like postpone it for another hour because I wasn't vibrating. So like, it's so weird how that's amplified when you're on a scooter.
Yeah, you're just shaking your piss bag.
Yes. In China, the second she got in the door, she texted me that she had to shit. So,
well, that checks out. That's on brand for her.
It was very good that we went home when we did. But the next 2 weeks, the weather is literally going to be shite.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
I came home yesterday. I didn't bring a coat with me when I went to Texas because I went to Texas.
Right.
Maine.
Texas, Maine.
And when I got out of the fucking airport last night, like after of all this dramatic nonsense, and I busted my finger open trying to get my bag out of the overhead without dropping it on somebody's
God.
Head. Dramatic. But I came outside and I was like, oh God, it's 20 degrees. Like, I could see my breath. What the fuck?
It went from like 65 to 20 real quick.
Boo. But my son drove me to the airport.
That's so sweet.
And that was stressful as fuck.
Did he drive home okay?
I mean, he got home. But I didn't even think about that because he had to drive home by himself.
Yeah.
My son, that's the big news. My son got his driver's license.
He sure did.
He got his driver's license. So now he is my chaperone and will be our late night Uber when we get fucked up.
Oh my God.
And we need picked up from the South Side.
That's gonna be so funny, dude.
I'm pretty excited about it.
That's
I'm pretty ready for it. But he did great, and I was very impressed, because if anybody in Pittsburgh knows, if you're coming from like Pittsburgh proper going to the airport, it is the most stressful, poorly designed highway intersection.
The types of merges y'all can't even imagine.
This shit makes New York feel so easy.
Like, no, for real. No, I remember being so stressed out about having to drive in Manhattan.
Yeah,
there was a time where I think we drove in, I
yes.
drove my car, us through Manhattan to Brooklyn. I was super stressed out.
It was
a
fine.
Cakewalk,
it was
dude,
fine.
Because we have merged on the bridge to get to the airport.
We've gone to the airport so that we could drive to New York.
Yeah.
You know
we
what?
We walked so we could run. You know
classic
what I mean?
Pittsburgh story.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh
honestly.
To New York story.
Yeah. So anyway, we did watch a listener picks movie this week.
Ooh, you sons of bitches.
Where are you going?
I've got to return some videotapes.
And you know that that's a little bit dangerous.
Dangerous, so fresh off the little lunchbox fiasco of 2024.
It's so true. So this one was requested by, I think their name is Doubting Tom Jr.
Okay, Doubting Tom.
Doubting Tom. This is Vampire Circus from 1972. Sorry, I'm looking on IMDb. I came ill-prepared.
That's okay. We were very busy. We almost forgot to feed the dogs.
It's true.
Yes.
Directed by Robert Young and written by Judd Kinberg, George Baxt, B-A-X-T.
Cool name.
And Wilbur Stark.
Oh, Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Not enough Wilburs in the world. That's one of those names. We've talked about this before where there's some names where you're just like, really? Looked at that baby and you're like, Barbara?
Right.
But Wilbur?
Wilbur.
That's such a fat baby name.
I love that name.
I feel like most babies look like Wilburs.
They're all Wilburs.
Until they're at least one.
Wilburs and Wobblers, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
That sounds like
a girl.
Sounds like a, what is that like? Something in tiaras.
Toddlers.
Toddlers and tiaras.
I like that tiaras came to you, but toddlers was just totally wiped from your mind. You're like, what's another word for small baby?
It didn't come to me.
Not at all.
No. That's how far they are from my brain.
I love that for you. It makes me really happy. Yeah. So this is a Hammer film. Just, I feel like that helps give some context for the vibe, the energy, the look. In 1825, Andy, are you okay?
I wasn't.
Okay.
I had to put on subtitles. I made a note. It's my second note. The subtitles are on.
I did put closed the subtitles captions on as well, but
I couldn't understand a word anybody was fucking saying.
I watched. They don't even talk in Old English, y'all.
No, but
they don't even talk in Old English.
Was it was it an illusion?
Like yeah.
What do they call those?
It was literally.
Obstacle illusions?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
What did they call?
You said obstacle illusions?
An obstacle illusion.
Optical, like
optical. It's like an optical illusion. Like I saw the 19 or the 1820s.
Is like a popsicle obstacle.
It's an obstacle because I can't get past it. It's an obstacle illusion, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm fucking dead.
I visually saw that it was 1820,
and
then I
like,
couldn't hear.
Why
anything.
Are they talking? Like this?
I couldn't hear anything.
This
anymore.
Is me turning down my radio when I have to back up into a parking space because I can't think.
Oh my god!
What?
So speaking of,
what?
I noticed that I do something really embarrassing.
Tell me, and everyone who's listening.
Okay, so every time I put my car in reverse,
yes,
I curl my right hand back. I curl
bitch, what?
My right eye, bitch.
You T-Rexed your arm?
I fucking curl my right hand back
yourself?
And I point at myself and I reverse with my left arm every time. And I've been reversing every day at my job for the last like 3 years and just noticed it because
how
my wrist started to hurt. My wrist started to hurt from I was reversing real hard and I guess I was curling it real big.
What are you doing?
And when I clean cups, I lick the inside of my teeth.
Okay, I do that.
I lick, as I turn my hand around
you
in the circle,
your tongue in the same
I
shape.
Do my tongue in the same shape.
I do stuff like that all the time. That is very normal for me.
Okay, good.
I do also, I stick my tongue out when I'm thinking. So like if I'm drawing or coloring or writing, tongue is out of the corner of the
mouth. I do tongue out when I use scissors.
Scissors, yes. Yeah. Any of those things.
See if you curl your hand when you reverse.
Well, I drive a stick.
Oh, so you can't curl
your
hand.
So my hands are busy. My hands are busy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to completely derail you, but that did happen to me today and I was like, wow, like what do I look like to an average person reversing
so
like that?
I woke up this morning and it felt like I had shattered my hand. It's still sore and I don't know why, but I have to assume it's from something stupid like that. We're
I'm
like
sure it is.
We're like I'm sure. While I'm doing my makeup or like
you're just curling your
one thing I do is when I go to sleep. Now that I sleep next to somebody, it's a little different. But when I sleep alone, I put my hands above my head.
Me too. My hands go numb.
And then my arms go numb. And then when I wake up, when my alarm goes off, I can't.
You're flopping around. Dude, I do the same shit.
Why are we the same
I
person?
Do the same shit. Okay, so tell me if anyone has told you this. Because I didn't know I did it myself.
Okay.
I sleep sometimes with my legs crossed in the air. I thought my ex-boyfriend was fucking with me.
Well, that checks out. Because he often was.
The truth was, I clocked Gemma. When we lived together, I said, do you know you sleep with your fucking legs up, you fucking weird creep? And then fast forward 10 years, my ex-boyfriend was like, did you know you fucking sleep with your legs up, you fucking weird creep? And I was like, oh, is it hereditary?
It is hereditary. Ask
we
your
all
mother.
Sleep with our legs in the air?
I used to when I was young. So when I was little and I lived at my parents' house, I slept in a bed with every one of my stuffed animals because I was scared that they were all sentient and they would kill me in my sleep if I didn't favor one. I wrapped them Christmas presents every year. Like, it was a whole thing. So I used to sleep, though. I would let them have my whole bed. And then I would sleep in the corner with my legs up the wall. My parents have a bunch of pictures of me, that, like a little girl, so sleeping strange. Like that. I don't think I do that anymore, but I do the arm equivalent. Like, I have my arms up, and it's totally different now that I sleep with somebody.
Yeah.
Because he holds me in a death lock, and truly, I get bruises on my shoulder from how hard he holds me when I sleep.
That's so sweet.
I know, it's my favorite thing ever. I was like, why do I have these bruises on my shoulder? And he said, is that from where I hold you? And I said, surely there's no way you're holding me. And then he put his arms around me, and I was like, no, that's exactly what that is.
That fits.
That's exactly what that
is.
Wow. Hilarious. Hilarious. Well.
So anyway. Back to the Hammer film. Which this movie is so beautiful, by the way.
It really is. I mean, they're known for many things, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
As a plague sweeps the countryside, a quarantined village is visited by a mysterious traveling circus. Soon, young children begin to disappear, and the locals suspect the circus troupe might be hiding a horrifying secret.
So this fucking movie.
This fucking movie.
Opens up with this regal-ass dude writing poetry in the woods.
Girl.
Okay. Already, that's what I mean. Already, I reach for the remote to find the closed caption.
Yes.
And he has he's for some reason writing poetry, and his neighbor's daughter is playing in front of him.
Yeah.
And a woman comes. We find out this is his wife, Anna.
Oh, who I wrote Anna and Hannah through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's either way.
Jenna, who's that? Oh, that's the little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I'm just writing random names down.
Jenna, the girl, is lured. Like, and this is what's so funny about it. So Anna, the wife, like, comes running out and grabs the kid. And they're, like, frolicking together. Like, it's definitely not a threatening thing. So you're sort of like, why is this old regal dude being so extra?
Not to mention, guys, just remember, this was before the internet. What were they to do? Frolicking is the only option.
So he goes frolicking after them.
Right, right. I was confused about why he chased them, because nothing changed in their demeanor, right? Everything was chill. Everybody is lolly, 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 lolly.
But he is alarmed.
Suddenly, so for no reason.
They're like only 10 feet in front of him. And for whatever reason, he cannot catch up to a
child. He stops. He stops himself completely. He just stops running.
Did he?
Yeah, he just stops. He's 10 feet away from them. And then he goes, no! Sir, just keep going.
Just use your feet, dude.
No.
One in front of the other. It's pretty simple.
One at a time.
One at a time.
He gives up.
He gives up immediately. And we meet Count Mitterhaus. And I have parentheses. Is he sexual? I can't tell.
Yes. He is sexual. He is fluffy. He's wearing a pirate shirt, and he has an incredible gold chain.
He has it's like a choker, ma'am.
And one of my favorite part about these films is that the biggest, baddest dudes in these films, big ol' homos. And yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I love that, like, he is our master villain of the tale. This man is throwing a tea party. Get out of here.
Is that how you felt about him?
Oh, yes.
He's beautiful.
Yes.
He shows his fangs, though. And then I wrote absolutely not sexual. Because the way they do it in these old movies is very dramatic. Like, it's very ugly.
They're long as shit, though.
They're long as shit.
They're like coffin nails. They're real long. And they do a pretty good job, considering it's 72.
Sure.
Of, like, the descent of the tooth. It's not just, I don't have teeth, then I have teeth. They film it in a way where you, like, feel like you're watching the teeth come out.
This is all very beautiful, but Anna is watching Count Mitterhaus eat Jenny's neck.
Yes.
And she's dead.
Right.
And they start having sex, and they're kissing all over each other.
Right.
And it's
feels like this has been going on for a while.
Yes, that feels clear, because then the townspeople all get together outside, and they're like, we got to stop him.
Mob energy. And again, it's like, we're right in the middle of this story, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love being thrown into the center of something.
I love that when we get the backstory,
yeah.
I feel like they just kind of like moved right away, and I was like, wait, I don't understand.
I felt it, because when they were outside, he was sort of like, your daughter's gone, like, we have to do something about this. And Jenna's dad literally pusses out. He's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I was confused about that too.
I was like, dude, it's your daughter in there though?
Okay.
So
could you tell any of these men apart?
No, I have them written down as like the school teacher, the mayor.
That's all I got too, girl.
We didn't get their names.
No.
It was so
there's a handful of names, but none of these dudes, and they all are miscellaneous old.
They're miscellaneous old from 1820s. I can't
That's
tell
I
any of them apart. Okay.
Yes.
But like later on when they start giving them jobs.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I can deal with that.
Thank you for some kind of identifying markers. My favorite part about the things getting sexy between the Count and Anna, though, is she literally falls down and then her dress falls off.
Yes.
She just stands up and her dress falls off as if it's being puppeteered.
Do you think this is where Sierra got the song, Oops, There Goes My Shirt Up Over
Sierra?
My Head? Isn't it?
No. I have it in my phone. It starts with a T.
No.
It's not Sierra.
Am I wrong?
It's like Teak.
Oh my God, you're right. Tweet.
Tweet. Tweet.
Oh my God, she, you're
I don't
right.
remember her doing anything
she
else.
That was like a one-hit wonder.
Fucks,
that song
though.
Was so good.
I lived in South Carolina when that came out, and I used to listen to that. I downloaded it off Napster.
Yeah,
and
bitch.
I used to listen to that song while I was getting ready. I fucking loved
that
it. But yes,
so good.
That's exactly Tweet. What happens, except she doesn't masturbate. She right. has really aggressive, and I was watching this at the fucking airport, because I was like, I was like, surely I can watch this. This is going to be chillish. No, this is like the only parts I watched at the airport were the fucking titty parts.
Right.
But it's like real beautiful.
It's
slow.
Such a beautiful movie. They're just yeah. kissing all over each other.
Hot.
Flopping around. It's very good.
Flopping.
So they get inside. They break in.
Right.
And many die. Like, a lot of them are dying before they, like, they're all trying to stake him. They're trying to hurt him, but they keep missing the heart and they keep dying left and right. It's hilarious.
And
it's
with dance moves like his,
yeah, well,
he's bobbing and weaving
yeah.
as if he was doing a killer workout class the week before.
Exactly.
He's moving so smooth.
So,
so
many
slick.
Pelvic thrusts.
So many thrusts. It's like he's got ice skates on.
Yeah.
He's moving so fast.
But the school teacher nails him straight in the heart with some sort of piece of wood.
Right.
And I know he's the school teacher because they talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But as he's dying, Count Minnerhouse, Mineral House.
Mineral House, mineral water.
Curses the town.
Mm-hmm.
He says they will all die and his everyone's children are going to die to give me back my life.
Right.
Like, you're all fucked. This
yes.
town is to shit. Watch.
I feel like, in general, not enough people use their dying breaths to place curses.
Right. They need to do that.
I said a curse on somebody recently.
Did you?
It came out organically. It wasn't planning on
it. Was it in tongue?
No. I rolled down my window. I spit on the sidewalk outside their house. And I said a curse on your family. And then I was like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Ooh, you know where that came from, girl?
Where?
Somewhere. Some female rage deep down that goes back generations and generations.
To the first time I listened to Korn?
Yes.
Yeah. It was powerful.
And Slayer.
And Slayer.
Slayer also has a lot of female rage.
Ugh, they just inspire me so much. But yeah, I do appreciate a good curse, because the power of a curse is everybody's own intrusive thoughts.
Yes.
And that is really, I know how cruel my brain is to me. I like yeah. to assume, generally when I get close to people, I find out that they also have a bully of a brain. So I assume if I say it menacingly enough in the right circumstances, that should haunt somebody forever, which is in and of itself a curse. Yeah.
Correct. So I saw something, not sure what to believe about it or not.
Okay.
But I saw something about a girl who said she died, right?
Okay.
And like went to some other dimension.
When you say girl, give me an age range.
Like 40, 45.
So a young child.
A young child
young
around
buck.
45-ish.
Okay.
She had a heart attack and she was being brought to the hospital and she died for a few minutes.
Okay.
And she talked about what happened to her afterwards. And one of the things she said, again, I don't know if I buy any of this shit, but she said that what she learned in this other dimension is that even when we think something nasty about somebody, like, it's basically a curse put in the universe.
I believe that.
Like, that person knows it on some subconscious level, that
and
they feel that.
That's the anxiety everybody in this
yeah,
world
that's
feels.
Why we all feel like this, because people are probably cursing us everywhere.
Well, that checks out. I believe it for us specifically,
yeah.
especially after what we were talking about last week, where we accidentally, like, put things into the universe we don't intend to,
mm-hmm.
which makes us anxious motherfuckers.
Yep.
I believe that. But that's why I try and be real purposeful with what I'm thinking. And I'm just saying, like, all your children will die to give me life. Very specific.
No, I love that.
Very specific. No, no room for interpretation.
No, nope, that's
everybody understands what's happening.
That's pretty straightforward. So they whip Anna into oblivion.
I mean, she did not make her husband proud in this moment. And I was just like, Anna, girl. Because, obviously.
Because
of the wonderful things
because
she does.
Because of the wonderful things she does.
She. So obviously, like, Regal sees her go into the castle feeding the girl to the count, right?
Yeah, like that's, let her have it.
That's borne witness. What she does that I think is a mistake is after the count has been stabbed through the chest and clearly going to die, and then he does the curse, she, like, kisses his neck while she's naked.
Yeah.
And I feel like for her, the move there is to be like, thank goodness you've killed him.
My spell has been broken and
finally
lifted.
I'm free of the curse. Someone please hide my body for modesty's sake.
No, she runs out there and they're like gonna stone her to death. And instead they whip her so hard, she goes running back into the castle. She goes crying over Count Mithenhouse's body. She bleeds on it and he wakes up just for a second and he says, and I clocked
The Circus of Knights. My cousin Emil will know what you must do. And then the town folk are like, we're burning this place to the ground. And yep, we don't really see if Anna makes it out of there.
No, but she's not leaving him. It's very clear, yes. Like, which is the opposite of what he told you to do, you dumb bitch.
Right, like, go get my cousin.
Go get the cousin.
Go call my cousin. Emil knows what's up. Go get Emil.
Emil is my type.
That's my type.
Emil looks like cousin of the Count. They got the same floofy hair. I like that. I like that they gave a familial look.
You know, we're going to get into him.
Let's please get into
him. So we get the title screen finally, Vampire Circus. And I was like, fuck yeah. But I was really actually into that story and I kind of didn't want it to end.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Look at that. So we fast forward 15 years.
Yes.
This town is under attack by a mysterious illness and disease. There's 12 dead.
People got weird sores on their mouth. I'm always like, too soon. I can't, like, I just.
I know with COVID and shit, I'm like, can we not?
Anything where people are wearing masks in the 1800s, too close to home. But also, they talk about it as a plague. So I'm just like, oh, it's Black Plague. Like,
right.
I don't know enough about time but to be referenced.
We have the mayor, the schoolhouse teacher, yes. The regal guy. Like, they're all in a room together and they're talking about the curse.
Right.
And the doctor is so. You can tell they've been talking about this vampire for 15 years.
Yes.
He is so. Sick of the vampire talk.
I mean, valid, but also
yeah,
like, a curse upon both your houses. I'm just saying.
Read the room, sir. So apparently he came after the vampire. So he did. He's probably so sick of like not being included in this story.
He's like, yeah. My kids are safe. Right? So true. Sounds like a you problem.
So the whole town has been surrounded by a roadblock of people with guns keeping them in because they don't want the disease getting out.
Right.
So the doctor's like, listen, I'm going to go get real medicine for the real illness, and you guys can continue talking about your vampire for another 15 years.
Just like stay here, fight him.
Right.
I'll be back with meds.
So him and his son do a little thing where like his son, who's a super cutie.
Anton.
His name's Anton.
Yes.
I
called him Mike for a couple pages. I'll be honest. I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know where Mike came from.
Nah, I don't know.
But Mike Anton, he does like a thing where he distracts the guys. They're shooting guns at him and everything. And his dad is able to break through and kind of get to the city.
Right.
So the doctor is going to be gone for a while, but like, you know, keep him.
And he's supposed to, when he gets to the city, talk to Dora, who's the daughter of some other person in the town,
the
who is
the
love.
House.
Okay, school yeah. teacher.
School teacher.
Love interest.
She's not a house.
He's a whole house, that man. He's a school. House.
That's so unsexy.
But he's supposed to go into town because Dora's been sent to town for self-preservation where the plague is not.
Because the school teacher is also the one who murdered Count. He's the one who got the knife in there. Like, he knows that his daughter is going to be first, dude.
Yes. And Anton is like, tell that bitch to stay. Tell her not to come back. It's bad.
Also, I love you.
Meanwhile.
Yeah.
She's not staying.
No, she's going to come back. Yeah. She's in love with Anton and he's beautiful and she's beautiful and they're a perfect couple. So like,
yeah,
you can't keep her. No plague.
Love
or
will
vampires
keep them together. Yeah, no vampires
her.
Or plagues are going to keep us apart.
So the vampire, the Circus of Night. the title is Vampire Circus.
I know,
like, I'm not
misleading.
Ruining anything. But the Circus of Night comes and there's like a small clown in the front that's just like yelling, the Circus of Night. The Circus of Night!
It's definitely got some, I almost said Holy Mountain. That's not right.
No.
The other mountain.
The other mountain. The one that's not as holy, I guess.
Sante.
Oh, yeah, Sante Sagra.
Sangre.
The Sante Sagra.
Sante Sagra. It's got that kind of energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, the way the circus comes to town. And, like, I always feel wrong in these movies because I relate to the circus folk.
Same. I am here for the circus folk. I'm joining which I have a very strange attack. Oh my God. I'm attached.
A popsicle illusion.
I have an obstacle illusion.
Yes.
I'm attached to a girl named Rosa because I can tell she wanted to be a circus folk.
Oh, yes.
And I immediately identified with her. Doesn't end well for her.
No.
But I was like, I wanted her to get in the circus. I wanted her to be one of them. I wanted her.
I wanted her to have that moment too. And I think also having grown up, I want to say the towns we both grew up in respectively were pretty similar in class, in income bracket,
sure.
and in population size. We both grew up outside of the major city, seeing it, touching it, not in suburbs. Don't misinterpret. We were in the hoods.
Yeah.
But like when you're in those spaces and you know bigger life is like right there, but you can't touch it.
That's circus, what the circus shows you, right?
Circus is big city coming to small town. Yes. And that is like so exciting.
So they're all very excited except for the people who are dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are like a total buzzkill.
Total drag. Total drag. So they come out and like the kids are looking in and there's animals and sure. they're all excited and the circus starts. And as expected, it's fucking weird.
And awesome.
There is a very long, like they don't show us enough of the things I wanted to see, but yes. then for some reason there's this like super long performance art where this bald girl is covered in like body paint that kind of looks like a snake.
She it's a weird sex snake dance thing,
and like the guy is supposed to be like hunting her, but really he's just like throwing her around and they're rolling around and it's humping real her sexual.
It's incredibly sexual, and I was like, this is a bold opening act.
And there are children,
and also you're trying to win the buy-in of this town. Like maybe we do the sexy snake lady night too,
right?
Or like, and her tits are only. Full out, y'all.
They're full out. This full is out. A body paint. I think yeah. there is a little bit of duct tape covering a pulse.
Yeah, she's definitely got a tuck, but she also, this dude, by the end of it, he's just like he's a mix of paint. All of the body paint.
He's just covered in paint.
I was like, okay.
So weird. So then like the Black Panther
yes.
comes out. This beautiful, and beautiful. They do use real animals in this, obviously, because yes. it's old. I hope they were treated well.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
I hope so. So this panther comes out, it jumps into the air, and when it lands, it is Emile.
Oof.
And he makes eye contact with Rosa, who we were just talking about.
She's in the front row. She's one of the mob dudes. When I say mob, I don't mean mafia. I just mean the mob that killed the original.
The count. She yes. is the mayor's daughter.
Okay.
And he lands.
They call him something funny.
They do. There's a funny name for him.
The Picklemeister or
something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He lands directly in front of Rosa, and they make this eye contact. And anyone who's experienced this, like back in the day before cell phones, before the internet, like we would just have to go to the mall, yeah. right? Or we'd just have to like
bet.
Go out, right? Yeah. And you would see a stranger on your age.
Oh, just a stranger, just somebody new.
Someone new, and you didn't make go to your school? Eye contact. Ugh. And then it would be like all night you'd be playing this little thing, right? Until eventually you'd end up in the smoking section.
Yes. And then bumming a cigarette. Yeah,
you would make some excuse. And it reminded me of that. Like yes. I felt so hopeful for Rosa. I was yeah, like, dude, yeah. you landed a meal, like fuck
night
yeah.
one girl
night one dude
bro
fuck yeah. So when it's over, obviously like they're gonna meet up, but one of the fucking people comes around. I was like, my kid's missing, it's the circus people. And Emile comes out like, no, your son was just right here, he was trying to get in one of the animal cages and I grabbed him. So now suddenly the circus is in the good favor of the townspeople.
Sure.
Rosa and him looks like they have sex, he's about to bite her, and like the woman, they call her, she's literally labeled as gypsy woman. I know that
woman.
That's offensive.
That's what they call her the whole time.
But that's the only name they have for her.
Yeah.
They literally call her nothing else. She steps in and is like, it's not the time, Emile. And Emile like doesn't bite.
And Rose. I was also like, girl, why are you in the
Why are you watching?
Stop.
Like, why are you watching the animal cage?
No one was stressed. No one was stressed except for her. She was stressed.
Right. When she goes home, like the next day, the mom is furious with her, you know?
It's the exact same scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
The modern day version where she's just like, glowing and floating, and she's met the love of her life, and she can't do anything else, and she's gonna scream if you tell her no.
She's obsessed, and the mom is so chill.
She's so good. She's just like, baby girl.
She's like, honestly, he's stunning, babes.
Yeah.
Stunning, like,
on paper, honestly,
babes.
Honestly,
stunning.
As long as he's not mugging you off, he's perfect.
And I'm like, yes, Rosa, like, go join the fucking circus. Like, get Emile. Like, do it. I'm so into this storyline. Emile, though, they go and visit Emile and the circus people. They go and visit the body of Count Myrtle House.
Fucking dead.
Mitter House.
No. Every time I want a new one.
Count Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
And they go see him.
Everybody's favorite destination in 1852.
For real. And he, and this is where my stomach drops, because Emile is like, no, they all must die. And the gypsy woman's like, all of them though? Because Rose was pretty hot.
She was
like,
chill.
He was like, no.
No, bitch.
They're all going to die. And I was like, no, Rosa. Oh,
yeah.
Like, your poor heart.
I know. And he's being so romantic. And then that makes me mistrust everybody who's nice to me.
Everybody. Everybody. So we get another performance, and they offer the mayor, mm-hmm. Picklemeister.
Picklemeister.
To go into the Hall of Mirrors, which right. they call like the mirror of life. And he is tickled fucking pink, bitch.
Honored. He is pickled pink.
He literally is laughing at all these funky mirrors. Like, he must have never seen a misshapen mirror.
I mean, are mirrors a big part of 1852 life? I don't know fucking right. shit about shit.
I don't
shit.
Think they get mirrors all like that.
But so, these are some silly ones.
They're the ones that make you look, you know, tall. They're funhouse mirrors. Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, so he's just like, he thinks they're so funny. And then the last one, he looks in and like nothing's happening. And yeah. He's like, that's kind of weird. And then suddenly he sees the vampire, like Count Mithenbockle, mm-hmm. is behind him. And he like looks behind him and sees that he's not really there. But in right. the mirror, he is. And he sees like a vision of him dying at the house of Mithen. I flipped it and reversed it. The House of Mithen. The Count House of Mithen.
I love it so much. So, I would buy that label.
Back in the 1820s, people were literally so fragile. This man is literally scared to death. They put him on a fucking deathbed and yep. he is dying now.
He's dying because he got spooked too good.
He got spooked from a funhouse mirror. This is legit, but do you think that's where the saying scared to death came from? Like, because people literally used to get scared to death back then?
Maybe, but soft. Also, do you think that if you... Soft. Do you know how hard life was back then,
bro? Soft, weak-ass people.
They didn't even have toilet paper, homie.
Girls would get a fright and die at, like, 16.
I mean, I feel like that sometimes.
No.
I've had you those moments.
I have never defended watching, like, those horrible videos on, like, steak and cheese and rotten.com as a teenager. I've never defended that, and I've always been like, wow, my life probably would have been better had I not seen that shit at a young age, but maybe, just maybe,
I don't know,
it has hardened me so I won't get scared to death.
Girl, all these people live through a goddamn plague and ain't never fucking, they take a bath once a year, okay? They've seen some horrors, all right?
They're allowed to get scared to death.
They're allowed to get scared to death, and maybe that's just an easy out. Maybe it's just
maybe,
an easy
maybe
out.
That was just easier than getting the plague.
You but just, tell me, if you knew the mayor had a delicate heart, you wouldn't be trying to scare his bitch
I would
ass.
Be jumping out at him. I'd be spaghetting him constantly. I'd be spaghetting the fuck out of him.
Do you get charged with murder if you scare someone today?
I'm sure you would, and I'm sure they would call you a witch.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, but today, if I scared somebody to death?
I don't think we're weak like that anymore.
You think I could do it? What are you saying?
I think it'd be harder to scare someone to death in 2024 than it would be in 1820.
Challenge accepted. Watch your back, everybody.
Watch your backs, everybody. So, yeah, he's in bed now. He's very sick. And there's, like, I'm going to cut through this pretty quick. There's a scene where, like, the circus people, they're like, how did you get in here past the barrier? And he's like, oh, I know how. And, like, a family wants to leave. It was the family of Jenny.
Yeah.
They're like, we want out of here. Like, shits, kids are going missing. Like, fuck this. So the clown leads them out, takes their money, and dips, leaving them kind of, he says they're past the barrier, but, like, right. I don't know. The panther comes out and shreds them.
Yes.
This is great because we get to see practical effects of
a lot of them too.
Like skin off of the face, body parts everywhere. It's I will well say done. The puppet of the panther is fucking hilarious.
It's very silly because it is so they funny. Cut between the actual panther, the puppet, and then
yeah.
like slow-mo footage. It's really
it's
good.
It's so good. It's really it's good. Such a good scene, but they'll find these bodies later on and be sure. super freaked out about
but it. But mind you, this is the same woods where people are being murdered by...
Okay, that neighbor, they don't let that fucking dog in.
I had a feeling.
The door. He's too, at the door like... and he puts his head up and he barks.
Well, hopefully it's not too bad.
Where were we? Anyway, Dora's back. Dora comes back through the woods where
bitch.
The bodies are. She finds the body. She tells everybody about the shredded bodies in the woods.
Right.
They suspect that it's the animals right. from the circus that got out.
But it's also the same space, what I was saying before, it's also the same space where all of these like roadblocks are.
Right.
So people are getting killed there.
Yeah.
So they don't know.
They don't know for sure, but they're very quick to turn on these circus people, that's for sure.
And in fairness, I think if you lived in a super rural town yeah. in 1852 at a random circus full of people who can appear to do magic
yeah.
comes into town, you might be a little sus maybe. When people start dying all of a sudden.
Also, two kids sneak out.
Yes.
They're just putzing around the fucking circus like you do.
These boys look exactly the same. I can't
they
tell
do
them
too.
Apart.
They do too. They look like twins. Yeah. They go into the Hall of Mirrors. They get sucked into the mirror.
Right.
Which is pretty neat. And then they are killed in the basement next to Count Mitterhausen.
Right.
And they're gone. So now again, everyone's sort of like the circus people.
It, I as a technique, as like a manner of attack... Seems like you should get them all in one swoop.
I agree.
Seems like you're going to have a hard time convincing the town to not murder you if right. their kids start disappearing.
One by one. Like, you got to yeah. just plan something and go full force. Yeah. I agree with you. So the townspeople, because they're so upset, they go and start shooting the animals.
in their cages, which is very sad. But I do have to say they trained like the monkey to like fall backwards.
Yeah, and they do some camera tricks with the
speed. The tiger. Yeah, where like the tiger rolls back like a cat does.
Yeah.
And they kind of pause it.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's been shot. So luckily no animals were actually fucking killed.
It would appear that way because they definitely was killing animals at this time, but not for Hammer films. Oh, for sure.
Not for Hammer, thank God.
And not a tiger, a panther, and a chimpanzee.
Yeah, yeah. So the panther plays them though. You know what I mean? Like he's a real person, so he's not being shot. That's a meal.
What?
That's a meal, y'all. He's just so high-key sexual.
Yeah.
So
can't be killed.
Finally, yes. Finally, the mayor, in this pursuit, he was like literally on his death, but he got up to shoot the animals. He finally fucking drops dead. Finally. And Emil, this is when he sneaks Rosa off.
Yes.
Brings her into the basement of the Count Mitterhausen castle.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking kills her.
He does. Gypsy is there.
Yep. No, yeah, that's the other thing too. I felt like it was very clear walking into an ambush.
Yeah.
Like if you're walking into the basement where the dead vampire's casket is now open and they're all around him, like she's
I don't know, I've never had sex before.
Is this how sex is?
I thought this is what sex is. I need to act cool and older.
Like midsummer, they're just gonna like help him.
Yeah.
Like what? Like I don't know what I just would have turned on my heels.
What
like,
do they call that in Mormonism when you shake the bed while they're soaking?
So, oh yeah, what is that called?
The
isn't
shakers?
It soaking?
I don't know.
Isn't it called soaking? Soaking
is what they do. They just stick it in and sit still, and then the bed shakers come and shake the bed for the fucking motion.
That is humiliating.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I didn't feel forced to have sex that way.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. Why would you be forced to have sex that way?
I'm glad I didn't feel forced to have sex that way. Like, I wasn't in a
religion.
Oh, like
you didn't grow up in a Mormon.
Right.
Whoa,
no,
my brain was
Where did you go?
I got completely lost. I was just trying to figure out a scenario in which a guy was trying to fuck you like that for the first time.
I'm just glad I didn't feel like that was my only option.
I understand.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a Catholic household where they were just like, you don't have sex until you're married. But then I was like,
But you can do it in.
No, I didn't feel I didn't feel pressure to do any of that. I just did it when I wanted to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like it wasn't that serious.
No, Mormonism is terrifying.
It's so scary.
One of the scariest cults out there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then there's like the chapter of that has like the sister wives and shit like that.
Well, it does make for good TV.
It does make for a good television
show. And we do
show.
Appreciate that.
I love watching it all crash. So whenever he's done with Rosa, he says two more kids will die.
Right.
And then the count should be back. And we know exactly who those two kids are.
Right.
It's Dora, who's the daughter of the school teacher, and Anton, who's the son of the doctor.
Right.
We know those are the last two fucking kids.
But is it Anton? If Anton wasn't here when...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It might
I don't
not
know who
be
the
Anton.
Other one is then.
It might not be Anton.
Who is it? I have no idea, but you're right. But they say there's two more, and you're right. They don't really go for Anton the way they go for Dora. So
they don't. They just try and distract Anton so Dora's alone.
That's true. So that's a good point. I have no idea.
There's also a twin brother and sister acrobat who turn into owls.
Yes.
They're incredible.
I love them.
They're very sexual. They have a weird...
They're so sexual together.
I was going to ask you if you were into
that. Oh, I picked up on that.
Yeah, I figured you loved a brother and sister who fuck.
Because are they brother and sister? The way they look at each other tells me they are not.
I know, but everybody keeps calling them the twins. Yeah. I think they are twins. And there's a little moment. So at this point, Anton is still very pro circus because
Anton's defending the circus left and right.
Best thing that's happened in town. And so when Dora gets back, he's like, girl, I'm going to take you to the circus. You're going to love it. And everybody's like, absolutely fucking not. Something terrible is going on at the circus. And he was like, we'll just go.
So they do. They sneak in.
They sneak in.
And they go to the Hall of Mirrors.
But before that, they meet the boy and the girl. And she, the twins,
that's true.
And she says, do you want to see something cool? She's trying to show them the animals are tame and safe. I guess this is before they all get murdered.
I guess so.
But what they show us here is the connection between the brother and sister, which is she gets the lion to bite her arm. And then the boy is like, what the fuck? Stop. And she shows them her arm and her arm is fine. So that's like foreshadowing for a later event.
I guess so. But yeah, they go into the Hall of Mirrors and Dora goes to the final mirror.
Right.
And it's Wiggy, dude. Like, again, they're able to kind of step through it. And Anton gets super creeped out. And when the twins grab Dora, they try to kill her, but she's wearing a crucifix.
And this is the first time we've dealt with any of this. And I think this is why I always relate to the bad guys in the movie.
I know.
Because I'm like, oh, Christianity and purity is going to save her.
Maybe. checked out immediately.
I honestly, fuck, I have God. A note. Was this made by the Christian Coalition?
Absolutely. All of these movies were about staying sweet, stay yeah. pure, like look Blech. To God. Yeah. Blech. Or otherwise some super fucking sexy incestuous vampire circus freaks will try and take your children. They will to steal your babies.
I know. We would have been Rosa, dude. We were oh. on that circus and out of that town in out. A fucking heartbeat.
I'd be like, y'all, I know you have an agenda, and like, I'll sit back while you do what you need to do, right. but I have to come with you.
I gotta go.
I gotta
go. I'm the one passing the note in Jonestown.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the like, one who started the fucking, the airstrip landing fucking shooting.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm getting out of here.
Yes.
One way or the other.
I'm going
Whether
with
it's
you.
In a casket or on that fucking, in that circus tent.
You gotta get out.
I'm getting out.
You gotta get out.
That's how I feel. So, yeah, so whenever they try to kill her, they can't because she has that. So the doctor ends up coming back to town and is like, hey guys, it's just a bat-borne illness. It's like bat born rabies.
It's chill. It's not that big a deal. Like I told you, it's not about a vampire at all. It's just about bats, which have nothing to do with vampires and aren't related at all.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, it's like totally normal and regular science.
However, he says, I did learn a thing or two though while I was in the sit-down. And they told me that vampires are real. Now I believe them because they're not townsfolk.
Because they are science people and y'all science. Are just like village people.
Right.
And like historically, you're not trustworthy.
Right. And he said, I also learned that Emil of the Circus of Nights is the cousin of Count Myrtle Beach. And he's probably bad.
But they don't know about what he told Anna no. when he took his last breath.
They don't
so
know
only
that.
Anna and us know that secret.
Correct. But they're starting to connect that there is some relation there.
Yes.
So, Emil,
I mean, have you seen that body? Yaddy yaddy?
Oh, my God.
So
oh,
hot.
My God. He's so pretty, guys.
We would...
Emil?
All victim to any single persuasive...
I would stalk him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
man, bite me right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to hold my own hair?
Yes, we would die.
You want me to take my bath of the year so you can give me this bite? Like,
ooh,
I'll
ooh,
do
ooh.
It.
Yeah. Give me 2 hours. I
gotta
gather
some water.
Rainwater, but...
BRB. Put on my good pantaloons.
I would. I would for him.
Yeah, I would too.
My God, Emil is so pretty. Guys, gotta look him up for real. Like, I thought Mittenhauser was okay until I saw Emil. Then I was like, whoa.
Well, he's superior, the younger.
Superior cousin.
Yeah. The out-of-town cousin.
So, Emil and the gypsy woman and the twins.
Yes.
There's also, like, a strong man, but he's kind of just, like,
maybe he's Michael. Because maybe. I think she says at one point, she says to somebody... Go get Michael.
Okay.
And then that's when I started calling Anton Michael.
Okay. That's yeah. probably it. But they go and surround the house that Dora is in.
Right. And she's like locked in.
Yes. And Anton is doing a terrible job of protecting her. Emil goes upstairs where I guess some school students are staying.
Yes.
He murders all of them to get Anton to go up to that level so that Dora would be alone downstairs.
And again, I guess the murder of the children is just the children of the people who were involved in the mob that killed him. So like yeah. modern day children, yes, they died as part of a distraction, but they weren't on the hit list.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So when Anton goes upstairs, the gypsy woman and the twins kind of
make out.
Yeah. They all make out for a second. And then they trap Dora in a chapel.
Right.
Which again, I was sort of surprised they were able to walk into.
They didn't have to get invited in.
Yeah.
And it's a church.
But they got in the whole house.
I know. That's
so
what I'm
weird.
Saying. Like,
this
all the vampire rules that we are
used
to.
They're out the window.
They are out the steeple.
Yeah, they are. So Dora ends up kind of climbing to the top of this chapel where there's like a 6-foot cross.
And she's out on like an exposed beam.
Yeah.
But the girl of the twins is giving her a dirty ass look. And I'm
ooh,
like,
it's so
bitch,
good.
Don't you know she can flip into the air and become an owl?
Yeah.
Like she gonna get you.
She gonna get you. But instead.
That's not what happens.
Dora pushes the cross down and it impales the sister through the chest, which ends up impaling the brother through the chest because they're so
they're
interconnected.
Connected. Yeah, they are one.
Gypsy woman starts sobbing.
Yes.
My
baby.
She acts like she's their mother, which
she does.
It's so bizarre because we kind of later find out that it's suspected that she is Anna.
They do it two times. They do this weird like video cut where her face is her face, but then it's Anna's face. And I was like, but why? And I guess when he said, go find my cousin of the Circus of the Night, she was just like, okay, I work for them now. I mean,
how did her whole face change? How did she, like,
magic, babe? I don't know.
I don't know. It's not.
They explained. Can turn into animals, so yeah. I guess they can give her a new face.
It's so bizarre.
An older one, though, which I would have been a little salty offended. About. I've been offended. Yeah, 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 yeah. They get to be panthers and owls, and I'm just old.
I'm an old gypsy woman.
Rude.
That's what you call me.
Okay, wait. It's been 15 years.
No, but honestly, she looked like 20.
She does look totally but again, different. It's
18, 20, so
yeah, she's had 15 baths
age
since the last time we've seen her. So maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's what it
like,
is.
Like all the men look exactly the same, but somehow she aged a lot.
Well, it's have weird. You met women?
Yeah, well,
weak,
weak and soft.
Weak.
So whenever they die, the school teacher. Like, basically, the townspeople, they all come together and say, we got to kill them before dawn.
They mob up again.
Yep. And Dawn, Dora is, while they're all...
You said we got to come before dawn, and then you start the next sentence with Dawn. Sorry, I'm a pervert.
I know. So, whenever they have to know to some degree, in my opinion, that Dora is some sort of key to whatever they need. Because they're coming at her full force.
Right? Like,
they are coming just for her. And instead of protecting her... They end up all congregating together to go after the circus people, leaving Dora completely unattended by her mother.
Yeah, she's with a lady.
A lady.
But girl.
The muscle man comes in,
yeah.
Grabs them up, takes them both down south. Down under. To the basement of the castle.
Right.
Which there is a door for.
Right. So there's no castle anymore, but just this down. Catacombs is down there with his coffin.
And there is like a door, you guys. Like, I just want to be clear that there's like an entryway.
Yeah, but I don't think the regular people know that.
Because I know Anton knows about it. Didn't he go down there to save her at a certain point? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. No, this gets weird, right? So the mom and Dora are down there.
Yes.
And they kill the mom first, and they're going for Dora. The townspeople decide to dig a hole to the basement.
There's some random guy, that's where I hit him. Like, what?
What?
Okay.
All right. They start digging.
Whatever.
So down there, like, Dora's trying to, like, fend for her life. You can see, like, dust coming from the ceiling. I'm like, just
use the door. Somebody use the door.
Just use the door.
It's 7 feet to the right. There's no way they'd ever find it.
It's so weird. Half my notes are just, the door, maybe? Like, literally. So Emil ends up kind of going for Dora. And in this is weird, too. Instead of...
Maybe they said Dora and they just thought they were saying Dora.
Maybe.
That's what happened.
The gypsy woman is holding Dora.
Right.
Emil goes to bite and kill her. The gypsy woman tosses Dora down and gives her own neck.
Why?
Why?
And
it makes
also,
no fucking sense.
You've done all of this. You've already sacrificed children to him.
Yes.
You have no problem sacrificing children to
For
him.
For 15 years, you've probably been doing it.
And this is the whole climax of the whole fucking curse. And now you are just horny for a meal? Or
now suddenly you're soft?
Yeah, what? Fucking women! am I right?
You're correct. So Anton uses the door. And he comes in and he faces off with a meal. He ends up killing the clown. Like, he does a pretty decent job. Of a couple of these things.
Sure.
And the townspeople finally end up digging their hole and they end up breaking in. So they're all fighting Emil. It's a fucking mess. And
it's very similar to when the count was fighting them all off in the first fight.
Exactly.
Yes.
And who killed the count but the school teacher?
Yes.
So that's sort of exactly what happens. The school teacher reaches over and grabs the stake out of the count's heart.
Because they've used everything else in the space. Yes. And it's like they are shooting and puncturing, but it's just not doing it.
It's just not doing anything. They definitely had an arrow in
Emil. Yeah, and like, he just pulled it right out and looked twice as sexy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the school teacher grabs that, stabs him in the heart, but he is like simultaneously either bitten or injured to some degree as well. So they both kind of die.
Did he fall into the stake?
I think he did. So he was impaled too.
He DP'd them.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Hot.
So they all start like burning up all the bats and like just kind of taking out the whole basement when suddenly the count, even though Dora was not killed,
right,
sits right up and he is alive. I don't know how this happened considering all the kids weren't dead.
I mean, they do show this stop motion animation blood droplets like crawling up to his necklace, and I think the blood of Anna somehow substitutes in.
I guess so.
But it doesn't follow even their own rules.
It doesn't.
I don't know.
It's very confusing. But the best part of the movie, which is saved for last, is Anton, this fucking prepubescent teenage boy.
Yes.
He ends up getting a crossbow.
Yes.
Putting it over the count's head and pulling the trigger, and the cord fucking decapitates him.
It's cool as shit because
it's
he
so
also
cool.
He makes a a crossbow where it has a big crucifix on the front, shows that to him, doesn't really faze him at all. So then when he puts his head in it, I didn't even get what he was doing at
first. I didn't even understand where it was going.
Till I saw the head fly into the casket again, and I was like, okay, that fucks. It's very cool.
The neck looked great. Yeah. The head flies off. It's in the casket. It looks phenomenal.
It's so good.
It was such a shocking kill because the rest of it sort of, you know.
The rest of it's very PG. Yeah. Like, the blood looks like paint. Yes. Like, that 1970s, like, very opaque blood look.
Yeah.
This is the most violent thing you see in the whole movie, and it kind of catches you off guard because you're just like, oh, fuck.
And it's so good.
It's really good.
And Dora and Anton walk out of the cellar parentless and ready to start their own family.
And then they fill the hole with fire. Yeah. With the exception of one bat.
I did. Yes.
Who flies off into the night to carry on the disease.
Yeah. Which one is it, I wonder? Is it the count? Is it Emil? Like, is it?
I don't know, because if you get your head ripped off.
Yeah. Like, is that? You know, I don't know. But I do have to note that Anton and Dora left through the manhole. I said the manhole. The manhole and not the door, which was very disappointing to me. He had to like lift her up there. I'm like, just use a door.
Andy had big feelings about the door. They were very close together, guys. They're not even on opposite sides of the room. You can see both in the same shot.
You can.
It's so silly.
All the talented people had to do was walk 3 feet to the left and they could have just gone in the door.
Girl, again, they're not making great choices over here.
They've all got the plague.
They've all got COVID. They don't know what's going on.
They've got fevers. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
But that's it, everybody. That is Vampire Circus.
It is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which means you can watch it for free. You can also pick the speed. And I gotta tell you, this movie in 1.5, very fucking funny.
Was it? I was reading the subtitles, so I was like, I don't think I can watch this fast.
I watched it in regular speed the first half, and then I met a guy at the airport who insisted on talking to me for a very long time. And I was like, I'm clearly doing something here, but whatever. So I turned it off. So then I had like 20 minutes before I got on my plane, and I don't have Wi-Fi on the plane, so I can't download it off YouTube. So I watched it 1.5 times just to get through the end.
There you go.
And it's way silly.
This movie is beautiful.
It is very pretty.
It is free with ads on Amazon, and it's a very good quality.
Yeah.
So I would recommend to anybody to give it a watch. And I don't even like old-timey shit, and I thought it was pretty okay.
We probably ain't going to do a Hammer film for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Because they are very similar to one another in many, many ways. But this was fun. It was a nice break. We love to mix up our genres.
Yes.
And our time frames and nothing old timey for a minute.
And I just want to point out that Iana was not and is not joking about vetting movies. She made me watch the trailer for this with her last week.
100%.
Because
before I committed to it.
Ramekin ruined everything. And just know when she says we're not doing a Hammer movie for a while, you better not pick a Hammer movie.
If you send us a Hammer movie, you're on the do not let them pick a movie list. We'll still be friends. We'll still hang out. We'll still talk. But you just got blocked from choosing a movie.
You're done.
I'm telling you, I am not fucking around, y'all. Oh. And the fact that you love that Ramekin episode, that you're giving it so much attention, that you're sharing it like you are.
It's everything we didn't want.
It's burning me up.
Also, I have to say, so last week we named Iana Salacious Gump. And we ended up with a name for me. On the episode, the Claim to Fame finale episode.
Yes.
The whole first half of that episode is actually the adventures of Salacious Gump and Lascivious Stub. And I painted an extremely detailed picture of what I imagine Iana's sex career to be.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And if you guys haven't gone, I'm just saying, like, I know it's the finale. I'm asking you to jump in at the last episode, but just even listen to the beginning of that shit because it is fucking hilarious. I'm considering posting it on the Queen's page.
It's pretty fantastic. I think in general, you should follow that podcast because it's funny.
Yeah.
And we are just about to record. As soon as we leave this, we're going to start episode 1, season 2. Charm School, The Rock of Love Girls.
Go get it, all
you
right?
You know you want to hear us talk shit on these. You know you want this. Just come on over there.
Come on over. Come on over, baby.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay nasty.
Don't
Bye.